There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Use the bonus code VEGAS1000.
All right, Pauly, let's begin this hour talking some National Football League. Now, we did this yesterday with some creative props that are available across the country at William Hill. I think they're in 12 or 13 states again. We talked about some of these cross-sport props that they have, like who's going to win more games this year, Ohio State or Kansas City. That's a really good one. They also have will team fill in the blank win at least 10 games on the season. They have every team up with the exception of the Cleveland Browns. And I did get down to the Browns when it was still up. The day after that New York Times article came out on Deshaun Watson saying that 66 women or more could be involved. So I bet the no on that team. But you're looking at, we'll run down maybe the longest shot on the board we like to win 10 games and the longest shot we like not to win 10 games. But the longest shot in the NFL to win 10 games this year at William Hill is, in fact, the Houston Texans. They're 30-1. In a bad division and a new head coach in Lovie Smith, I'm going to be the... I'm the president of the Davis Mills fan club. I will fully admit that. I think the kid can play.
Yeah.
I'm going to have season-long bets on him, no question. It just depends on when they're going to drop. They are 30-1.
What are you going to bet?
I'm not going to say right now because I haven't bet it yet.
Okay.
I'm looking around still for better numbers. But are they the worst team in football?
That's a tough call. I got to see what this Atlanta outfit looks like. That could be bad.
How much
improvement do you see out of Jacksonville, right? How bad will it be? You got Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer as the coach. I mean, Carroll loves to punt in opponent's territory. We referenced that last week. They led the league. That's a tough call. I got to see the improvement. I don't know.
Look at the schedule. They play five games before their bye. So big dogs in week one against the Colts. They play at Denver, at the Bears, Chargers at home, at Jacksonville. Can they win two games before their bye at Jacksonville?
Possible.
At the Bears, maybe?
You could steal one against the Titans, too, at home. I mean, they might be looking at a rookie quarterback by that point and a big step back after they were the one seed.
Mm-hmm. So, two teams below the Texans tied for second longest shot to win 10 games this year. The Lions are 20-1, and the Falcons are 20-1. I've heard some people, some sharp bettors, like Detroit this year.
I could see that. They showed a lot of fight. They were in those games last year. Remember, they had the tie against Pittsburgh. They were competitive in a lot of games down the stretch. Texans were, too. I mean, remember, they beat the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the Chargers late in the season. But I agree with Ross Tucker that Atlanta's got the worst roster in the league. But Detroit, maybe you beat the Vikings. I know they haven't done well against the Vikings. They haven't done well against anybody lately, going back the last few years. But who's the worst team in that division? Is it Detroit or Chicago?
Might be Chicago.
Now, they're saying all the right things in Chicago, that Fields looks great, completely different quarterback than he was last year. It's night and day. That's the money quote. It's night and day this year with the coaching staff. That's another one that we've heard from players on the Bears.
The Lions have a really good offensive line, and the problem still could be Jared Goff playing quarterback.
Yeah, I see. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All the interceptions, yep.
Now, what if Mayfield goes to Seattle? Could they shock the world and win? I mean, they're 17-1 to win 10 games.
No, not in that
division. Doesn't matter?
No, not in that division.
Okay.
The Niners would really have to struggle with Trey Lance, too, just to start there.
See, when you're looking at the longest shot here to win 10 games, Seattle, I'm not going to bet it, but to make a case for Seattle to win 10 games, you could see the Niners coming back to the pack if Trey Lance is going to be the starter all year long, and that doesn't work out. I don't know about Arizona. The luster is off Kyler Murray as far as I'm concerned. So maybe the Cardinals are not as good as they were last year. Maybe they're not a playoff team.
I would have to go Saints at plus 175.
Yep.
And I looked at the Raiders at plus 180. The Raiders won 10 games last year and made the playoffs. And now you get Adams, the best wide receiver in football. They went 3-3 in the division last year. They did sweep Denver, which is unlikely to happen this year. But if you can get a game against Kansas City and then just survive the division, and that epic game week 17 out here when they beat the Chargers. I mean, I still think that I know someone's going to finish in last place here in this division. But the Raiders aren't getting any respect.
I know this.
They are picked to finish in last place, and they went 10-7 and could have won a playoff game.
I think people by default are just saying, yeah, they have to be the worst team in this division. Why? Why do they have to be? Do you know how good that offense can be this year? Look at who Carr's throwing the ball to now. You add Devontae, it's Adams, Renfro, and Waller. As the three, that might be the best trio in the entire league.
I know you like him for yards, too. I think I saw 4,500 yards for Carr.
Oh, to go over?
Over yards.
He's like 10-1 to lead the league in passing yards. I can't bet 10-1 on him. I would bet 20. I can't bet 10.
Okay.
I looked at the Raiders plus 180, like you said, the Saints, and also your Vikings plus 140. They bring in the new coach who was with the Rams for a long time. People are already overly giddy with how he's going to use Justin Jefferson this year.
Yeah.
And Cousins is... In the regular season, look, he's good enough to get the job done. And plus 140, that would be the third team I would look at. Now, there are 13 favorites to win 10 games. Last year was the first time ever we had a 17-game schedule. And believe it or not, 12 teams won 10 games last year. But 13 teams are essentially favored this year. I will ask you this. The longest shot on the board, and there are not many like long shots here, but the plus price that you would look at to not win 10 games would be who? Because the bottom four teams, the Rams, Packers, Buccaneers, and Bills, like the Rams are $2 not to win 10 games, Packers plus 210, Buccaneers 4-1, Bills plus 425. I would not bet that. I think all four of those teams are going to be good for 10 games, for 10 wins. The Chiefs are plus 195. They're minus 230 to win 10 games.
Yeah, Mahomes is too good.
That number in recent years would have been $7.
I'm staying in that division, though, the Chargers. Every year I got to hear about this team. Oh, my God, the talent. Oh, my God. Maybe Staley blows some games again, too. That's possible.
I took a peek at the Chargers because of that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because I guess, you know, we had a good discussion off air. Because there's a huge price on Staley to be first coach fired. You're saying that they're all on the same page in terms of the analytics and go. I mean, what if he continues to do this and he blows games for
right, and they lose like three games right away because of it?
Why'd they miss the playoffs last year? Him. So what if this happens again? Where it's, I'm not kicking a field goal. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to go for it. And some of these bizarre decisions, which coincides with everyone piling on in the national media and saying this guy doesn't have a clue. And again, huge expectations. They make some trades. You have a stud quarterback. It's a big price. It's like 50-1 for him to be the first coach fired. But no plus 150. Okay. That's where I'm at for them not to win 10 games in a great division.
You know what else you have in your back pocket for this bet, right, is the fact that there are two teams in L.A. The other one just won the Super Bowl. And what if the Rams get off to an 8-1 start and Staley's blown games going forward on fourth down decisions? And they're going to be like, wait a second here.
Yeah.
The team we share the stadium with is 8-1 again. Whatever, I'm just throwing it out there. They won the Super Bowl, and we have this guy as the head coach costing us games?
There's a mess there with ownership, too. I know the sister's unhappy with what's going on. But, I could see that.
Two other teams I'd look at.
I mean, what a surprise. The Chargers can't live up to expectations. It's every year.
It's only been happening since the early 2000s, right? So two other teams I would look at on the plus money with the no. One would be the Cowboys at plus 175, although the division beyond the Eagles, eh.
Well, you don't repeat. Remember, we haven't had back-to-back champs and repeat champs in the East since 2004.
Since 2004. And we are talking about the guy who I think is the worst coach in the NFL. If he's not, he's bottom three, bottom five. Put him somewhere in that neighborhood. It's Mike McCarthy. But also, look, I mean, I don't think there was a single person on this network or anywhere really that was higher on the 49ers last year, and I had them several different ways to win the Super Bowl. If it's going to be Trey Lance all year long, they're plus 115 not to win 10 games.
Going to be.
That would be team numero uno for me to not get the job done. And there's their schedule here. At Bears and the Seahawks to begin is, if you want to call, use the word, nothing's easy, but I'll use that here describing the first two games. At the Broncos, Rams, at Panthers, at Falcons. So four out of the first six games are against lower-level competition for sure. After that, it goes Chiefs at Rams bye week, then Chargers at Cardinals Saints before they finish Dolphins, Buccaneers at Seahawks, Commanders at Raiders and the Cardinals. So it's again, I'll throw that word out there. It's easy, or I'll say easier in the first six games than the course over the last two-thirds of the season. But I don't know what we're going to get with Trey Lance, man. I really don't. And I don't love Jimmy Garoppolo, but I certainly like him. And if he's not going to be on the team or doesn't play, that's going to be a drop-off.
Too much a rip in that guy. He was playing with several injuries last year. I like the Titans, no minus 145. No 10 games. And, again, you want to go. The Dolphins are an interesting pick, too. You went Vikings. I could see Saints or Raiders. But I don't know what to expect out of Miami.
Okay, let me give you one more. Neither do I. Yeah. How about the Ravens at $1.25 to win 10 games?
Yeah.
So basically, you're playing over 9.5 is what you're on all these teams, but you're laying a quarter on the Ravens to go over 9.5, which maybe you might be able to find better than that. I'm not sure, but
I saw Lamar Jackson rushing yards low 900s. He had 750 and missed five games.
Oh,
that seems very low.
I like this team a lot. Again, they missed. It was a beautiful breakdown earlier this week by Ross Tucker on the show, explaining how many games, like historically speaking, they lost at all their positions last year compared to other teams in recent. I mean, it was awesome.
Yep. They were 8-3, and then all hell broke loose with COVID, injuries, and then still, with all those guys out, they were all close losses but one when they had to play the Johnson kid, the, I don't know what he was, four-string quarterback in the Bengal game.
Yep. By the way, that's now, I will say this, major tip of the cap to William Hill for having all these props up. And again, you can get William Hill in like a dozen states across the country. And we are basically only scratching the tip of the iceberg here with everything that they have done. And so we've done it back-to-back days. We could do this now for the next week or so with how many props they have available.
I love wins in the division, too.
That's an
excellent
awesome
job.
One. Yep.
Excellent.
We will hit NBA offseason movement up next. What happened with Hawks futures after yesterday? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Wimbledon, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers Online Book for a free $10 live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Log into the Bet Rivers app, and now you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Get up there on all the great house specials they offer as well.
Our next couple of days are always juicy in the NBA. Hell, yesterday was. The movement that we're getting, the players opting in or opting out of their contracts. The big boy yesterday was between the Hawks and the Spurs as the Hawks traded Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks to the Spurs for DeJounte Murray. And I grabbed a little slice of the Hawks at 65-1 last year, made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. A lot of injuries on that side. I get it with other teams. But they gave the Bucks a run for their money as well. This is going to be now a duo in the backcourt playing point, but they can play Lance now. They could play Trae Young. I got my Trae's mixed up. They can play Young off the ball and play him as the two. And then Murray is very good at defending. This team overall has not been good at all defending basketball, playing defense. This guy really is. And I don't think they're done, by the way. I grabbed them at 65-1. Other spots had 40, maybe 50, and they dropped them since this move. But I want to get ahead of this, Paul. And it's a long shot, but I bet long shots for a reason. And if they add one or two other players in the offseason, I think the roster is going to look very good on paper.
They had to stop with the sense of entitlement. I mean, they came out last year and said we were bored early on in the regular season, which is asinine, like you're the Jordan Bulls. You went to one conference final. He's right. What Murray does defensively helps them. They were 26 in defense. But what does it mean for Young now? Now he's going to be off the ball, and the ball will be out of his hands. How much? Well, it remains to be seen as Murray's a point guard. But they gave up three picks for him and Gallinari. Maybe seems like a lot. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, is he worth three first-round picks? But the other thing is the Spurs appear to be tanking now and getting the kid out of France, the 7-3 kid, next year. They could make other moves. What happens with Herder? Collins is supposed to be gone. Could they land Ayton, which would be huge? And that's a big question the next 2 days about where does he go? Where does he wind up? Could it be the Nets? You saw a big move at one book on Ayton to the Nets from 60-1 to plus 250. I don't know. I'd love to see Ayton for Gobert. I'd love to see Gobert go to Chicago. But how the Suns are treating this guy like he's just a bum. And they actually, we're confident we can just put anyone in there and win.
I mean,
was one of the quotes circulating on social media.
Okay, look at his averages per game. This is not last year. This is for his four-year career. 16.3 points, 10.5 rebounds, 60% from the field, and he's chopped liver now? Like, he can't play? I mean, is that position, Paulie, at this point in the NBA so meaningless that the Suns are okay by just basically potentially, you know, losing him for nothing in return, and other teams just like, yeah, I mean, we like him, he's good, but
yeah,
you know, we're not going to get involved because we don't need that big guy down low.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him the max, but certainly I would welcome him on my team if the price is right and you get a deal done, and then the Nets are rumored to be one of those teams maybe to put a package together. But I'd love it from the Phoenix standpoint and for an NBA fan if they could do a deal with Utah. And Utah's been quiet here, which is a bit of a surprise. The other one, Oladipo, appears to be gone from Miami. That's another move. Mills declined his option with the Nets. He could return. I mean, look at these odds here, though, those 8 odds. I mean, you have to rule out Detroit. At one book, Detroit's still the favorite, which I can't believe because of what they did in the draft and other moves they made in that trade with the Knicks. Spurs, why would he go there now after what they did? They're going to be terrible. And who knows if Pop comes back? Indiana's on the list as well. Portland and the Hornets. But again, at DraftKings, he was 60-1 earlier in the week and then got to plus 250. Then the Kyrie business happened. But still, they have a package that could maybe swing him as well, and that'd be a shot in the arm for the Nets if they could acquire him.
Is he going to go to the Pacers? Is that the team, plus 475? Again, per reports coming out of that area, the Pacers are going to look nothing like they anticipated right. This on draft night, but it hasn't happened yet.
I've heard the same thing about Sacramento. No one's safe, even Fox. Sabonis is the only guy who's safe.
How about Portland, 9-1?
I could see that. That'd be bad. Be a good move. Mm.
They're going to give, the reports are 2 years, $100 million for Damian Lillard. There's also some other stuff that happened yet, other news. James Harden declined his $47 million option. This was...
good for him.
Again, I think the guy, you need to recognize this as a smart move. He wants to re-sign with Philly on a team-friendly deal, and they can bring in other players. P.J. Tucker, according to almost every report at this point, is going to go to Philly for 3 years.
They need depth. I think they're going to get it.
So do I.
And Morey's doing a good job with the roster now.
This will create a $10.5 million exception that they have, so they're going to be able to add more beyond that. And you're right. I mean, then if you can... in the Eastern Conference, if you can have, and I hate the term big three, but you're going to trot out there Harden, Maxey, and Embiid, 75 games out of the year, maybe 70 games or so.
And Harris, in the regular and Tucker, season, and Melton.
Absolutely.
That's good, yes.
I thought the Melton move was way under the radar.
Where's LaVine going? One book, if not Chicago, this is before the Murray trade, and the Spurs is the favorites. Portland plus 350, the Lakers the third choice, plus 550. Then the Knicks, and then Dallas on that list. Some big tickets are going to cash on these. Who knows what's going to happen with LaVine and Ayton? And I mean, you could see Detroit's 10-1 on that list.
Yeah, I don't think all of the shortest shots on the board are going to come in for these players' futures. Like Bradley Beal, for example, if he's not on the Wizards, the Celtics are the shortest shot at 3-1, followed by Portland. Like, Portland's on the list for every single player.
Yeah.
Kind of makes some sense. And Sexton is another guy. If he doesn't go back to the Cavaliers, man, he had, 24 a game? He's really good, really young. And as a piece to the puzzle for a potential, team that can make a deep run, I would love him going somewhere else.
The Oladipo odds, Dallas the favorite, followed by the Lakers, because it appears he's gone to Miami. Now, how about, I don't know, what's going to happen with Charlotte and what they're going to do? Remember, they thought they had Atkinson. And then he said no to the job and stayed at Golden State. Bridges was involved in an alleged altercation and left the scene of the incident and was, I think, $130,000 bond. Horrible timing with him. But I know it was last week he scrubbed the Charlotte from his bio on social media.
Well, this was it was last night in L.A. He was arrested for felony domestic violence.
Man.
Ugh, boy.
So I don't know where if he stays, does he wind up? Does his limit his options? He said, she said, what happened here? Need more information on what transpired, if he can get out of this. But Minnesota was the top choice. Detroit plus 450, where he could go. But I thought it was just going to be he's out of there last week, and then this happened.
I don't know what this means for him, right? Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do, period.
Bobby Portis declined his $4.6 million option with the Bucks. And according to Bobby Marks, ESPN, The maximum that Portis can sign for is a four-year deal for $49 million. And if it's not going to be the Bucks giving him that money, I am convinced there will be multiple teams trying to sign Bobby Portis to a deal.
Yeah.
I said this earlier. It would be a good move for other teams. I don't want to have the Bucks lose him. He's a key part to that team. I thought he had a great season again. And I thought he loved playing there. But again, he was only getting paid $4.6 million. So that was the option. So I can see him wanting more money. But this would be a good move for other teams to, you know, swoop in and say, okay, we're going to take you. Not only are we adding him to our team, we're going to take him away from Milwaukee, and that would be a big loss for that squad. And a former Buck, DiVincenzo, is also going to become an unrestricted free agent, and I think teams will be interested in getting him. I think he'd be a nice bench player.
Could he go back? They really didn't have any shooting. Well, the Middleton injury, too, but they didn't have any shooting
that was my
in
first
that Boston
thought.
Series.
My first thought was maybe the Bucks would be a landing spot for him.
Could have used him, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's I just the whole Ayton thing with the Suns, and that, again, their owner, Robert Sarver, is notoriously cheap, and he doesn't like to sign guys to like monster contracts. And when you factor in that he is a center, there it seems like they're going to be okay if they just like, yeah, we're going to move on. I mean, the guy's really good, but it's how basketball has changed, huh? What would Hakeem Olajuwon do in the NBA today?
The passing skills to fire it to wide open guys for three, or
but teams would team build their offense around him down low? I don't think they would.
Not Ewing.
I'm no, just there that was back, dumped
remember
down
how,
and
yeah.
Oh, it was
well, Barkley was great in Phoenix because he would shoot threes.
Yeah,
though, too,
right.
But you remember just backing people down and 20 dribbles and then a turnaround or something. What are you doing?
No, I loved Olajuwon. He's my favorite center of all time.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So good, but I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it's a stupid
Ewing's
shot.
Probably a better example.
Why
yeah.
take a contested two? Yeah. Low percentage shot.
Double team on the block. Let's get it to the big guy, and that's good basketball. No, it's not. Tough to watch. All those games were 84, 82 back then.
Yeah. Those are all bad shots.
Yep.
If Westbrook leaves the Lakers, OKC the favorite. Plus 350 and Charlotte 4-1. There's that tweet, too, that package, that rumor. Claxton, Harris, and maybe another player going from Brooklyn to the Suns for Ayton.
Oh, maybe Cam Thomas. Maybe, huh? Okay, great. Awesome news for the Suns. They could actually include Cam Thomas.
I don't get it.
Oof, boy. That's all they can get for him?
Well, he's gone. I know that. He's gone. He's a goner.
We'll talk NFL with Mike Dettillier. Covers the Saints. Up next, a prediction on a suspension for Kamara. What can we expect from Winston and Michael Thomas? Their win total. Can they challenge the Bucks in the NFC South? All coming up.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Experts at winnersandwiners.com are crushing it in MLB. The top five experts have gone 8-1-1 in the last 2 days with their best bets. Head to winnersandwiners.com. Use the promo code HOMERUN75 to get 70% off any of their best packages. All the best bets are backed with a win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losers. Promo code HOMERUN75 at checkout to get 75% off any best bet package on the site.
Paulie, I love talking football with our next guest. It's Mike Dettillier, WWL in New Orleans. He covers LSU and the Saints in that great city. Draft Report is saintsreport.com as well. Mike, thanks for the time as always. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you, guys.
Yep, you bet. Let's begin with this. As Mickey Loomis, front office for the Saints, came out recently and said, we know there's a best case and a worst case scenario for a looming suspension for one of the best weapons in football, running back Alvin Kamara. What do you think that means? What is the worst case? What's the best case here for his suspension?
I think probably the worst case would be 8 games and him maybe even spending some jail time. It's a serious offense. Best case probably would be 4 games for them. But, you know, this is a football team that he's the one piece of the puzzle you're not going to go too far without just because of his talents as a runner and a receiver. And last year they found out a new way to win. They won with defense and special teams. But Alvin was always there. He was the constant guy on the offensive side of the football. And I understand why some people had their totals a little lower. Because if there's question marks with the Saints, It's on the offensive side, the football, and certainly no Sean Payton. Because last year,
yep.
if you think about, this team got to 9 wins with 4 different starting quarterbacks. A receiver in Michael Thomas in his first 5 years who catches 510 passes does not play one snap. Their offensive line, which was supposed to be the strength of their team, okay, Cesar Ruiz plays every game, starts all 17. The other 4 starters missed 32 games. They still won 9 games. There's not a lot of teams that can figure that one out.
Yep.
You know, and if I tell you Marquez Callaway and say, tell me some of the other receivers they have on this team, you'd have to think about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where
and,
you,
and that's how they won.
Sure.
With defense and special teams.
Yep. They are plus money to make the playoffs. And after everything you just said, they will win in 9 games. It's 8.5 this year with their win total. So then you mentioned how much Kamara means, and you're right, but how much confidence do you have in Winston then, and what he means to the team, and if they're going to make the playoffs this year?
I think the hardest thing was to gauge him last year. Okay, what did he have to work with? Okay, he's got an offensive line that's all beat up. No Thomas. You look at the receiving core, or any of those guys you think of as even a 2s and 3s in this league. And yet he had a winning record until he went down against the Bucks. And it's difficult to gauge him based on what he had around him. And I think now with the addition of Jarvis Landry, them getting Chris Olave, them moving Taysom Hill to that flex tight end position, and having Michael Thomas come back, man, now you've got some weapons. But the negative part of that is most likely, you know, you're not going to have Alvin for 4 to 6 games.
Do they get?
And they do not have a strong number 2.
Yeah, is that going to be Ingram as of right now? Who is that going to be?
I think if it was today, it'd be Ingram. But I do suspect this team will be on the lookout and probably try to make a trade or. That's my suspicion, because if it would be a free agent pickup, you'd have had him already.
Good point.
Sure.
They tried to get David Johnson, and it didn't work out. So I think this team will probably try to make a trade to get a veteran running back to fill that position as the number 2 guy and most likely the number 1 guy when Alvin's not going to be there.
Do they pick up 4 wins against Atlanta and Carolina?
That's the big thing because, man, you see what's happening in Atlanta, total rebuild there. And I don't think it's going to be long before Desmond Ridder is the starter at quarterback for the Falcons. I don't think we're going to have to wait a long period of time during the regular season. Defensively, again, it's a team in a major rebuild across the board with the Panthers. Man, I like what they have defensively. They got some real talented guys and young players on the defensive side, the football. Do they have the trigger man? And can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? Those are 2 big ifs on that football team. And I wonder a little bit, anytime a coach and there's rumors that things may go south and he's gone, how the team reacts to that. You can say they don't really take that into consideration. Come on, you're a human being. You understand that Matt Rhule is in a difficult spot here. If he doesn't win, come on, that multi-billionaire owner's not keeping him.
Right.
And he's got to win, and he's got to win quick. And Darnold, you know, looks as though they've hitched their wagon to him. Good luck.
Yep, no kidding.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how many wins do you think Peyton is worth to the Saints?
I've always felt he's a coach that's probably worth 3 wins a season. I really do. I think he's that type of guy. And what I talked about earlier, having not the firepower he had years ago, because I think when you thought of the Saints, you thought of Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you thought of them scoring 31.5 points a game and them sort of hitting you with the tsunami offensively. That wasn't the case last year. And the team was built differently. is to win on defense. And they're impressive there because when you think about it, they just gave up 335 points last year. That was the least amount of points given up in the NFC. 3.7 yards a rush. Only three teams in the NFL gave up less than the 1589 they had rushing. And they maybe have the best secondary I have ever seen on this football team. When you're talking about Lattimore, yeah, Paulson Adebo, who I think had a really good rookie season. You have a veteran in Bradley Roby as the third guy. Chauncey Garner-Johnson. You did have to replace your two safeties, Marcus Williams and Malcolm Jenkins, but you brought in Tyrann Mathieu and Marcus May. So, you know, again, that's going to be what basically wins for them early on, and especially if Alvin's not around. They've got to be able to win. And having Will Lutz back in the lineup. Will did not kick a field goal last year, regular season game. This was a guy who was an 86% field goal kicker. So you got him back. They're winning, but they're going to do it a different way. But I can't tell you what the value of getting Jarvis Landry and a speed receiver like Olave and the health of Michael Thomas, if he's back, what that will do to this offense. But I think really the big key is not so much what Jameis will do. It's up front along that offensive line. Mm-hmm. I think when you look at college football, professional football, yeah, you can talk about receivers and running backs and defensive backs and linebackers. But if you don't win in the trenches, you ain't winning squat. Nothing. And that's where they've got to get better at along the offensive line because the injuries last year just decimated that unit.
Totally agree. Mike, we have a minute left here. So sharp bettors, I know, hit over 7.5 on their wins when that was available a while back, and it was at certain sports books. Now that number has moved even beyond 8. I think it's 8.5 universally. We'll have you on again before the season starts, but as of right now, how many wins would you project the Saints to have?
I think they're a 10-win team.
Okay.
I really do. I think they're a double-digit winning team. The Bucs are still the team to catch, in, certainly, in the NFC South because of Brady. But I think they're a 10-win football team, and we'll see how far Jameis can take it with them. But I think a lot of that has to do with how long Kamara's going to be out.
Very good. You can follow Mike on Twitter. He is at Mike Dettillier, covers the Saints and LSU for WWL in New Orleans, saintsreport.com. You're the best, sir. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. The weekend will talk to you down the road.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Love that guy.
He is so that you're cashing two nice tickets there with his prediction. 10 wins is plus 175. To make the playoffs is plus 150. And also, this is they're over their win total in the division's 3.
And they've
owned
the Buccaneers.
Right. That's why I asked the Atlanta Carolina question. Right. They swept them last year.
Even if they go 3-1 against those teams, that's a push.
Yep.
And they can beat the Buccaneers in one of those games.
And they will be they'll be a popular pick week one going to Atlanta.
Oh, no doubt.
For everything. Survivor, every laying the points, sure. Money line, ease it, yeah.
Up next, today's Major League Baseball card. How does he bounce back after his one bad inning and only bad start of the entire year? Coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
We're stoked for this. Coming up in 15 minutes, Joey Chestnut is going to join the program. He is going for his 15th mustard belt in 16 years on Monday, July 4th, the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He'll join the show.
What happened the year he lost? It was one of those days, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he had, I think it was bad just a, sleep, a bad time know. In his life.
Man.
Did he break up with his girlfriend at the time, maybe? He was not in a good state of mind. It's, you know, it's physical and mental to do
sure.
this.
Sure, yeah.
Today's Major League Baseball. So the Yankees and the Astros play again. They just hit over the weekend, and the Astros actually blew two of those games. Their bullpen let them down. Otherwise, they could have, you know, traveled to New York and swept the Yankees. And, by the way, they took care of the Mets yesterday again. Here's what I would need to know if I'm betting the Astros, which I don't really want to anyway, but I would recommend this to people who are looking at Houston today. You need to find out what the lineup's going to look like because Pena and Alvarez ran into each other, and Alvarez actually had to be carted off the field last night. So he has, what, 23 home runs? He's one of the best hitters in baseball. I would need to know the lineups today in this game.
Yep, good point. Very important. You lose a couple guys here. Yankees are road favorite. 24 comeback wins, number one in the league. Houston's won 7-9, and you're right. That should have been an 8-0 stretch there. The bullpen didn't blow it twice against the Yankees. I would have been on the Astros if it was anybody but Garcia. But a great matchup. It's only, you know, silly. It's only a one-game series. And then they have a doubleheader the first game after the All-Star break. But another great matchup here with the Titans. But I would be very concerned if the Astros again come in and could shut them down with the starting rotation. I mean, I already know hit him. You saw what Verlander did against him and also Valdez. I mean, with this Yankee offense, though, and it's good pitching stops good hitting, that would be cause for concern if they're going to meet deep in the playoffs, if they're just going to come in and run right through that lineup.
You know, there's, again, I'm glad you said this the other day, there's a good chance that the Astros are actually the best team in baseball.
Sure.
Might not have the best record, but with that staff, the way that they've been dealing, again, this team is number one to the under on the season. We think the lineup is absolutely loaded, and they are, but that'll tell you that the pitching has been so good on the year as well. And you mentioned Valdez and Verlander. Well, it was actually Javier, who was brilliant, and the next day, right. Who was it, Urquidy?
Yeah.
Who had the no-hitter, following that up with like six innings of no-hit ball.
Well, and if you keep the Yankees in the park and there's no home runs, I mean, I still can't believe they're trotting Gallo out there. I mean, come on.
Something
been like
I mean,
a buck 40. He strikes out every time.
Honest question. Should the guy even be in the big leagues right now?
No. He's in a buck 40, isn't he?
You cannot be in an everyday lineup anywhere hitting $1.40.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Not in any event. I mean, they're 56-20 with a 13-game lead. And I still think you'll see four teams from that division make the playoffs. Houston's up 11 games. But Judge, what is he now, like $1.40 to lead the league in home runs. Is he at another one? He has 29. Alvarez, 23, as you mentioned. Trout, 23. And Schwarber and Alonso have 22.
And by the way,
$1.35, $1.40 range. Okay. Yeah.
So some of the numbers you're looking at right now, courtesy of VSiN.com, Otani's plus 280 to win the MVP, Judge minus 135. William Hill right now is offering Otani still at 4-1. I think the number is going to move today on him a little bit, because for those of you who may have missed it, Otani pitched last night, 5 2/3, did not allow a run. He's only given up one run in his last four starts, had 11 more strikeouts.
Oh, God.
So this is getting real.
One run in four starts?
Saw a good breakdown from somebody on Twitter yesterday who said that Otani's year this year is actually much better than it was last year. Maybe not in offense, but when you combine the pitching, because the pitching is so far ahead of where it was a season ago. 11 Ks again. If he wins the MVP.
In 5 2/3.
5 2/3, right. Like, it's going to be a really good race again between this guy and Judge and maybe a couple of others. But halfway through the season, it's really those two. I'm telling you right now, if Otani does it one more start after last night, if he's out there 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, 2 hits, no runs in his next start, there is going to be a huge push on him to win the Cy Young or to get in the mix to be right there with Verlander and McClanahan if he does it one more time after last night.
Okay.
That's now a month straight, basically, where he's been awesome.
Yep. One day game. I love Cleveland today. Two-unit play. Love the Guardians. Bieber 5-1, 3-4-6 career, 13 starts against Minnesota. Archer has never beat the Twins. He's 0-7 against them, against the Guardians rather, and going for the Twins. The pitching coach, who he's close to and gave him a lot of credit for the turnaround and success he's had this year, and the starters, is out now taking the LSU job. Baldelli was demoralized after the loss. How many beats can you take, right? They blow a 3-run lead in the 10th, and the Guardians, I almost said it again, the Guardians walk off and win it. That's the fourth time in a week the Twins have done this. I just think that, you know, it's going to stick with them. And a loss like that lingers, right? But it just everything points to Bieber here and also Cleveland getting it done. And the bullpen again. Cleveland number 8 in bullpen ERA. The Twins' pen is a joke. The Pagan guy coming in, he's got like one out in the last two start chances out there. Don't even throw address the bullpen, will you?
I know.
Put someone out there, but it's about a disaster.
They're going to have to, and I think
Mitch, it should be over. They should have like a 7-game lead. These are 2-game swings each loss because you're going against a second-place team. They've done it 4 times in a week.
Well, and the really bad news, I think, for the Twins today is that Archer's going, and it's not a guy like Sonny Gray who could stop the bleeding today by going like 7 strong. Archer, again, his numbers are, and when you look at like the ERA, it's 3.14, which, okay, that's sparkling, right? That's a good-looking number. But when you look at the other underlying numbers, it's really not good at all. He's been very fortunate, almost 4 walks per 9. The expected ERA is almost 5. And the batting average of balls in play is only .233, so he's getting very fortunate with that defense behind him. So, and where the balls are getting off the bat, so it's just he's not the guy I think that you want to. That 3.14 ERA is going to go up. Put it that way. It's going to be stunning if he doesn't.
Best way to play the Philly game: you want the side or the under? Because Nola's been great, but then again, there's no punch in this lineup now as they're missing Harper big time since the injury, and the Braves are now 12 games over .500 and only 3 back of the Mets.
Yeah, I'd maybe look at first 5 for the under in this game and for the full game itself, because Nola, again, has been, we'll give you his last month and the season he's having. Now, he's not there with a guy like Musgrove or Alcantara, especially after last night, but he is, well, you know, you'd consider him like a dark horse for the Cy Young in the National League. His last 4 starts, 30 innings, .9 ERA, a FIP of 1.5, 10 Ks per walk, and no home runs allowed. Guy's been awesome. But, again, it is this Braves offense you're going against here, which I think you can neutralize today. But the Phillies offense, I think, one stick out of that lineup. And, look, I mean, Castellanos, who really needs to step up now with Harper being out, He's having a miserable season. I bet him to win the MVP before the season started because he's been so good the last couple of years. He's having a disastrous season right now.
Anderson's had some rough starts too, but I think you could go over in the Brewer game. Hauser's been bad for Milwaukee, and he's going against Brubaker, who's 1-7. Although the ERA is not horrendous at 4.
And I wish we had numbers right now, but it's a short card today, only 8 games. But the one game that is not on the board anywhere, and the probables are Springs for the Rays, who's been damn good against Kikuchi for the Blue Jays. I guess it could be Kluber as well. Maybe that's why, but right pitchers don't matter from what they have told us in the past. Kikuchi's been so bad. That's why I want to know what the number's going to be here. I want to know team total here for the Rays. I want to know what they're going to make the money line in the game. He has a 5.08 ERA on the year, but in his last 5 starts, going back to June 3rd, that ERA goes up to 9.39. The FIP is above 10. He's allowed 9 home runs in his last 5 starts. It's batting practice with him on the mound.
Good numbers. And a huge series starts in L.A. 15 meetings left still, head-to-head, Dodgers and the Padres. Dodgers a short favorite with White against Musgrove, 8-1 with a 2.12 ERA. And, they're a bit of a funk now, too. But that can happen in Coors. Remember, the Rockies swept the Padres and then took 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers. Yep. But, I mean, like you said earlier, Musgrove has had one bad start the whole year, and it was a bad inning, as he's done a hell of a job here, and close to the second favorite to win the Cy Young. The other thing, I'm worried about the Freeman thing and where his head's at. I mean, he was so emotional going back to Atlanta, and then fires the agent and then the back and forth about, you didn't tell me in the offer and I wanted to stay. The report was why he didn't tell him the offer from Atlanta, because he knew he was going to take it, and he winds up with the Dodgers. But this is a big 4-game set and still 15 left here with the top teams in the West.
So I want to monitor this number today because the Dodgers take money like every day out of the year, and they're favored right now with Mitch White. So it's $1.05 on the take back right now with the Padres. If this number gets up to like 115 or beyond that, I will have to absolutely look at Musgrove first 5 and then maybe for the game. It's Musgrove against Mitch White.
That's what I was. Yeah.
But because it's the Dodgers, they're going to make him a favorite.
Yeah.
So,
I have to take him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the Padres.
All right. We're very excited. Up next, he is aiming for his 15th mustard belt in 16 years. He whacked down 76 hot dogs last year. His prop is 74.5. Can he get to 77? Is his ultimate goal to touch 80? Joey Chestnut joins the program coming up next.
Meet Carl.
Sup?
Ever since he was a little boy, Carl dreamed of being baseball's greatest outfielder. There was only one problem. Carl, you can play to win with BetRivers.com. Featuring award-winning customers.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.